As we get back to it, been a while since I've been up here because we had some other stuff going on, and the young men that are continuing to improve in some areas, we have, you know, still have a long ways to go in some of the areas, but I did today praise them very well today about just some of the focus issues that I've seen take place that have improved. It's been light years from when I walked in the door with them. The first time on April the 17th was the first time I could talk with one of them because of the OTAs and phase one starting in the conditioning program. They've done very well this week. There's some challenging things that I think they're a very good coaching staff at the Baltimore Ravens. You know, I've known John and Marty and Greg Roman for a long time and known all those guys for a long time on multiple staffs that we've competed against each other. And so our guys have done a very good job. And again, this is another time when we have a chance, even though it's a young team, to play somebody that we've already played in the same year. And you refer back to some of those things in those games from a technique thing. Schematically, you know, they'll change, we'll change, and we've got to do some things as we move on and up and down from healthy players, not healthy players, and you got to do the things that, you know, that John's done a very good job with at Baltimore. And defensively, you know, we've done a pretty good job with that. You know, earlier in the week, I went through with the coaching staff, and I put up on the board upstairs, and you guys would be shocked too. You may already know this, but just, you know, what the starting lineup was on June 1st going into the mini camps and, you know, where the different turnovers from June 1st have been with players that are no longer here or players that have gotten hurt, and then players, another column of players that have been injured for one or more games. And I said this before to you on another time that I take great pride, we take great pride in next man up. And that next man up is not just robotically saying that. Next man up means what does that next man bring? And even in a ball game when you have to do that, is scheme will change on talent of player. And those guys have responded very well. And the staff has gotten a little bit more used to me on the flexibility that you have to do that. Now, my son Blake, who's been with me for so long and has risen up and done this very well, he's outstanding with understanding how to do that. And so is Clyde Simmons, who as a player was a great player in our league and in charge of our defensive line and has been with me for an awful long time on the staff also on understanding the things that we've got to do to get ready to play with the next man up. We'll go through some of that this week, too, but we don't blink. We don't flinch, and there's no excuse. Questions?
excuse me. When Miles is getting neutralized, whether it's, you know, double teams or they're chipping him or they're throwing the ball to the other side, what other ways can he affect the game?
You know, he affects the game a lot more than what you guys even know just because of how he has caused the protection to turn into double slides and that sort of stuff there, too. But some of the things that you have to see with Miles is some of the times of what he's playing with some people behind him. The people behind him have to affect what we call a reset. If a quarterback, and I don't know if you guys are privy to the information, but, and I'll share this with you. I don't like sharing everything, but I'll share this with you. There's no other staff and no other defensive team that has forced a quarterback to throw it faster than us this year. It's not even close. Now, why is that? We lead the National Football League, and, you know, we could not play the next 3 weeks. We could not play the next 3 weeks, and nobody could catch up with us with the number of blitzes we've done. Why is that? Protecting different people, protecting different skill sets, protecting and understanding of guys behind Miles, guys side by side with Miles, and that some of the things that we've asked him to do is, for the first time in his life, welcome to the National Football League. This isn't college football anymore where you have one-on-ones your whole life. This isn't high school football where you have one-on-ones your whole life. This is what happens when you are a premier player. And what we have to do is, and what I have to do is continue to move him around, cause immediate slides and changes of protections, and he's becoming a little bit more comfortable with that. But I could also go ahead and put too much on his plate and paralyze him, and I'm not going to do that.
Every time we talk to you and Hugh and you guys, I know you always say Miles wants to be better than anyone wants him to be. But in terms of just the challenging him, pushing him, how do you see him process all that? How does he handle all that?
There's no problem with that, And again, there's no way that you guys will ever be able to experience behind the scenes what we see and what we do. And from a socially together, adequate young man that talks to you all, you guys, you don't have a clue about internal pride. You don't have a clue about, all the things he does behind the scenes that nobody has to ask him to do. He does himself. He does because he pushes himself. He expects more of himself. And those are the kind of guys you want to have around instead of the ones that push the eject button as fast as they can, instead of the ones that want to get to a video game as fast as they can. One of the things I talked to the young men today about from the time I started April 17th till today is you'll never get that opportunity to come in and look in our room. But just like I say, some of you guys are leaning, other guys playing around with their phone, all this other kind of BS that you guys do with no attention span. You create the attention problems I have to deal with. I don't deal with attention problems. Why? If you don't look me in the eye, if you don't sit in your chair straight up and down, you're out of here. I move you down. Now, you're so good. You've helped us win how many games? So, it can't be that simple. And so those are the things that these guys, I walked in here today, and I almost every single day now, if you could see them, I'm telling you, I'm at 2 feet flat on the floor, hands up, eyes straight on me. And if they're not looking, they're begging for me to discuss some things with them that are not football related. It's attention related. I never have to do that with Miles, ever. Mom and Dad had that handled before he ever, went to somebody else's room, ever. Go ahead.
I want to ask you, you're talking about putting that pressure on the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the opposing quarterback's passer rating so high?
One of the things we've played, and because of the skill set of who we are right now, I've never played this much zone coverage in my life. You guys can figure out why, okay? Now, on top of that is, do you know what the release time was for last week? Under 2 seconds for the entire game. For the entire game. So you understand that it's going to be throw, pitch, catch, throw, pitch, catch. And then if I want to go ahead and let them throw the ball deep, 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 I can do some other things. But there's a reason of the effectiveness of, if you take a look of how many deep throws have been taken against us all year long, I'm not very happy about the very first touchdown because we didn't play it correctly. And, a really good veteran young man right there just, didn't play it correctly. And that's just it. It's not anything he did on purpose. He hesitated. And when you hesitate, they run by you in this league. But we forced the ball to be thrown very fast. And then if you're not an outstanding man-to-man team, don't play man-to-man.
So is that just to follow up, is that why you guys are giving up the most touchdown passes in the league? Mm-hmm. A couple other teams do, 26.
Some of them. Some of that's part of it. Some of that is inadequately performing what they're asked to do. Some of it. Some of it is that.
When they're drawing those quick passes, like you mentioned, and Huntley is throwing the whatever bubble screens or hitches, is it tempting, is the play caller, to try to take that away? If they're getting 5 yards
at a
time.
We do. But the other thing is that, and again, how many plays have you called? Okay, thank you. Is that when you're doing that, calling plays, what if they choose to go differently because that you line up to take that away? Here's the one thing that's great because I played quarterback and had an opportunity to do this, is that We're one of the few defenses in the National Football League that anymore, even in college ball, they don't do this anymore because of all the other stupid stuff they do at the college level. Okay, is that I give the Mike linebacker and safety a chance to do checks. So as you looked and saw what, whether it be Brett Hundley, whether it be whoever quarterback it is, he gets three play calls in his helmet. He doesn't get one play call. He gets three. And so, boom, he gets a choice of those three. And then, boom, we force that choice to go where we want it to go. Not. Now, there's been some times when we've forced it to go someplace and somebody else has chosen not to play the right thing. And I continue to reinforce it. Let's have 11 guys be right or 11 guys be wrong. But let's not have 10 guys be right, one guy be wrong. And when you're fighting some youth and when you're fighting some other type thing, and guys that all of a sudden playing that haven't played all year, you go through some of those things in the regular season that you would hope to be able to handle in training camp and OTAs. But that's been a continuing evolution all year long with those guys on that. But even this pass ball game with a young quarterback forced him to go to third choice at times. I'm talking about from the play caller. And I know those play callers. But see, quarterback coach played for me at Buffalo. Mike McCarthy tried to hire him 1998 and interviewed him for 5 hours just to try to figure out how he did things. Yeah, I mean, so those are things that through a long time, I think Mike does a great job. I really do. And then Alex Van Pelt, who played for me, I thought they did some really good things. But we had to tackle better. We didn't tackle a couple in space. And then all of a sudden when we wanted to play man-to-man and had three guys miss a tackle in overtime, you don't want to read my lips. You don't want to do those kind of things. We don't want to put that out there to have everybody say, there goes somebody saying bad things again. So I don't do it.
Though, was that the initial tackle, the yards?
I will tell you this, is that we're, if you go back through it, we're in the top four tackling teams in the National Football League, and this was the worst tackling team in the National Football League last year. And we measure yards after contact, and it is one of the best yards after contact teams I've had a chance to coach. And there's few plays that they play, but when one guy misses a tackle, what are the 11 guys doing? What are the other 10 guys doing? They better be cleaning it up. Otherwise, they're interns for you guys, okay?
So, excuse me for asking. You know, you're telling us all this stuff. All this stuff is better and everything than it was last year. But teams are scoring a lot of points.
And how many points compared? How many points compared? What are you comparing it to?
I'm just saying there's a bunch of...
I tell you this, is that if we don't allow any touchdowns, we don't allow any points, we won't lose. If that's what you're getting the point to.
What I'm asking is, so how good is your defense? Let me just ask you that.
Right now they've come a long ways, and they're going to be continuing to improve, and don't be shocked at the end of the year on how good they've and how much they've improved from start of the year, last year, and it just comparable to other NFL defenses. Yep.
Is that focus thing you talk about, is that unique to a team that's got so many rookies and second-year players?
No, it can happen with veteran players that think they're better than they are too. It happens to anybody that comes in the room that thinks they know more than everybody else. But you have to understand it's not just what you know. It's whatever you have to be a great communicator to assist and lead. And leadership is not easy. You know, leadership is example first, voice second. And there have been teams where I've been around, had a chance to coach too, that some of the veterans were one. Some they're harder to coach than young guys because all of a sudden they think they know more than everybody else. And sometimes you have to break some of those very, very long habits that they have that maybe are keeping you from succeeding defensively as a team.
You talked about the lineup turnover all year. Is it even more difficult when you're missing multiple corners as opposed to maybe other positions?
One of the hardest things to do is that right there, because that is the biggest space player on the team. It's not the free safety. It's not Miles. It's not the middle linebacker. The corner has to handle more space and time than anybody in the National Football League on defense. And that's a tough thing to do. And so we got to kind of do some creative things to help some of those guys when they get a chance to play. Yes.
You said you commended them, or you like something at the beginning of your conversation. You said that you told them they were doing a good job. Could you elaborate on that? What was the thing that you were?
No, it's the biggest thing is there's lots of things that go on through the course of a day, the course of the preparation, and you know one of the things that these young men they have a lot of distractions in life, is that the comfortability of routine, the comfortability of always knowing exactly what's getting ready to go on, as opposed to always having to worry about being distracted. You know, the focus and energy when you come inside the room, there's a certain way you'll do it all the time. So that consistency helps develop correct discipline, helps develop even better retention, better memory-based things, and then hopefully better reaction-based things when you get inside the white lines. The one thing that when a guy steps into this league, no matter how good of an athlete they think they are, they've never, until you're in this league and inside the white lines in this league, seen the speed of how things happen. You're no longer the best athlete on the field, no matter who you are, okay? Because everybody can run, everybody can punch, everybody can change directions at a high speed level. So you're trying, again, we're trying to develop that condition response from the meetings that transfer to the field. And I've said this before, is that the meeting should be an extension of the field. The meeting should be a direct extension of the field, and it's not me lecturing. It's them talking, them responding, them understanding. And you can't do that unless we're all on the same page, seeing, believing, talking the same way. And that's when you're very good. And it doesn't only mean defensively, it's offensively. You know, it's the same thing with a quarterback. When you see not everybody being on the same page at times. And we've done a good job battling through that with a lot of different, multiple different people that are in difficult spots on the field. And I commended them on just some of the things that we had to go through this week in practices on injuries and some of the complications of going out and having a practice in the snow. You guys were out there Wednesday. That's not easy. And all of a sudden, how do you get anything out of that day? Is that just a wasted day? And then yesterday, you know, so they've done very well. They've pushed hard and not let anything distract their focus on getting ready for Sunday. And then the other thing is that Sunday's a player's day. You know, you can blame me how you want. I'm fine with that. But Sunday's a player's day. And what I do is I don't want to do anything to distract them. I don't want to do anything to slow them down. I'm standing over there guessing. They're out there playing. You got to play, okay? And then give them the freedom of also of a tool in a toolbox to check or adjust what came out of my mouth. And then can you check and adjust and have all 11 be the same way and understand what we're doing? They've come a long ways with that. That's not easy to do. And I commended that today to them about some of the things they battled through this week from weather conditions and everything else.
The fourth and one, I think it was maybe their first drive. What's the thinking in having McCourty play out the line like that?
You know, one of the things is, as I talked a little bit about the man-to-man and some of the other things that they were doing, and until here, you know, and again, we can't play as much man-to-man here as I've done throughout the course of the career at different stops, is that we had an overload blitz and he had no help. And what you all can't see is that the free safety that was in the post was disguised and he wasn't in the post. Jason has no help, okay, on that particular play. So when you have no help, you have time and distance. And on the particular call, because of what they had shown and also what they formatted with the formation, we had an overload blitz to go after the run part of it. And it was a run that the quarterback just, what we said, not or now, and threw that. To their credit, that was good. Could have played press man-to-man on that. Going into the ball game, we wanted to limit how many times we did that because of some other concerns that we had with some of the other people that were playing. But that was a cover zero that people, and I've heard and listened to a couple people, think that we're in something else, but we weren't.